Good evening, Bulldog fans. Ben Moore and the Faith Made for Radio Grayson here in Ira for some play-by-play. For the first home game of the year, excited to be inside what is the closest to being indoors will be. Ira Bulldogs are taking on these Lorraine Bulldogs this evening. I've got 13 minutes and 12 seconds left on the game clock before kickoff tonight. So last game before district for the Ira Bulldogs is shaping up to be a great game. Let me give you just a couple notes so far. When we look at Lorraine, Lorraine played Highland and lost to Highland earlier in the season. The Bulldogs defeated Highland last week. I want to say thank you to Dave Haynes for covering for them last week. I was at a church conference and enjoyed it thoroughly. And so grateful to you, Brother Dave, for covering the need for me. But I'm back this week excited to be with the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are ranked number 11 in Division 1, according to SixManFootball.com. They're going to take on the Lorraine Bulldogs, who are ranked number 15 in Division 2. And so we'll see how it's shaping up. We're going to keep some district notes because next week starts District 4, the Bulldogs. If you don't know, the Bulldogs district consists of Roby, Rotan, Hurley, and Aspermont. And we've gone through and I've looked at several different things. So I don't know if you can hear it in the background or not. We're going to play the school songs and do the national anthem, and then our national anthem, and then I'll come back to you right after those plays. All right. Ben Moore back with you for some Bulldog football. This evening on what is shaping up, like there was some rain chances, but it looks like it's cleared up around us. It's still dark, kind of around, but we'll see. The Bulldogs are taking the field with some captains right now. It looks like it's going to be Holden Rios, Ike Weaver, Cody McCowan, and Zach White, who are going to be the captains for the Bulldogs. Lorraine is walking out there, and I can't quite see their numbers yet. But once they get there, I'll let you know. Some updates from around that might interest you. Spider playing Muleshoe tonight. Borden County played, I guess, yesterday, and they lost. They defeated Morgan 14-8. Rogaine, who's a district opponent, is playing Lamita tonight. Aspermont, the district opponent, is playing Knox City. Westbrook is playing Garden City. Highland is playing Warren Valley. Roby, a district opponent, is playing Jayton, and Hermley is playing Bronx. So, like I mentioned earlier, Larson Lorraine's the Bulldogs, Iris the Bulldogs, that is certain to confuse me throughout the game, but we'll suffer through together. The referee is talking to both teams about to flip the coin. Lorraine played Highland early on in the year and was defeated by Highland. The Bulldogs played Highland last week and defeated Highland. The score there was 86-46. The Bulldogs won. Again, thank you, Dave, for covering for me last week. I was at conference and enjoyed it, and grateful that you could step in for me and let me go to that. So, all right, the coin's been flipped. We're going to see exactly what the white hat says. Lorraine is going to receive the ball. They're going to receive it on the left or right side of the field. If you're looking at the field, the Bulldogs are going to kick from left to right. There's just a little bit of a breeze, not much. And so it's going to be the breeze is almost blowing in my face. I'm sitting in the home side press box is blowing in my face. So the Bulldogs are going to be kicking from left to right. There's about 6 minutes left on the clock before the game begins. It is the pink out night for the Bulldogs, so there's lots of pink in the stands as opposed to orange as the Bulldogs support. Oh, there's stuff. I'll think about that in just a second. just heard my kids are visiting my in-laws in Kittaquay, and they're listening to the game. So Abby Bryn Cannon, say hi to you guys. Make sure you mind your mom and your pops and your geese, and give everybody big hugs for me. Like I said, tonight's the pink out night for the Bulldogs. It's a Cup Rally today. They did a bunch of fun stuff to help raise some money for Julianne Benitez, who is a, I believe, an eighth grader in Snyder who is battling cancer and some health illnesses. And so the Bulldogs today raised, so far, $1,683.51 to give to her. And so that's an awesome thing that they're doing. And like I said, it's Pink Cat tonight, and so the players have pink socks and pink tape, and the cheerleaders have pink pom-poms and pink t-shirts, and supporting all that and raising some awareness and funds for cancer. So it's a great thing that we're doing. You can hear the school for the fight song being played. The Bulldogs ran out of the tunnel. And we're about set for kickoff. Again, the Bulldogs are going to kick off from the left to the right. we'll get going underway. So, Coach Goodwin sent out his team, the Bulldogs, or any Bulldogs, are sent out their receiving team. And we will get the game underway here in just a few moments. Jared Cabrera is going to be the Bulldog kicker this week, and he was the kicker last time I was able to do these. The numbers are a little dim, they're painted in pink, so I may not get the numbers exactly right, but you can't see them, so what do you care? All right, and there's a kick. It's going to be deep back. Lorraine has to pick the ball up. It's number one, A.J. Williams, for Lorraine, who's hit by several Bulldogs, but still on his feet. He's able to get the ball out to about the 36-yard line. So Jared kicked that ball really far, but just going to die when it hit the ground. Williams picked it up at about the 10-yard line and was able to get up to, it's going to be the 37 of Lorraine's 37. So the Dominant Dog defense heads on out to the field to battle the Lorraine Bulldogs. 9 minutes, 51 seconds left, all tied up here with the first offensive and first defensive play of the game. Lorraine comes out, it's in one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield, and the two down linemen. They're going to motion one of the backfield guys out. There's a snap, looking to throw the ball. He tosses it, and it's going to fall way over the intended receiver's head, incomplete. Bulldogs are able to get a little bit of a rush in there on it. It looks like it's Holden Rios, who is right there in the quarterback's face. Walt Hall is the quarterback's name, so it was Rios who was right there causing to throw that ball, and he just aired it out way too far. It hit 7, 8, 9 yards ahead of the intended receiver, and there was good coverage by the Bulldogs on it anyway. So it's going to be 2nd and 15 from the Lorraine 37-yard line. There's a snap. Walt Hall has the ball. This time he hands it off to Williams. Williams gets across midfield and is still on his feet. Now he's brought down by four Bulldogs. They're going to spot the ball at the Ira 35 now, and Lorraine's going to go with the hurry-up offense. So it's 3rd and 6 for Lorraine. There's the snap. Walt Hall gets it, pitches it to Williams on the near side. Williams hit hard by Shaden Hatley. He's able to get just a little bit of a gain, but not very much, maybe 2 yards. So it's going to be now a 4th, about 5 yards for Lorraine as the Dominant Dog defense stepped up there. There's the snap. Walt Hall gets it. He pitches it back to Williams. Williams is looking to throw the ball. Doesn't have anybody open now. He dumps it off short, and the pass is dropped by the receiver. It was in. So it's A.J. Williams with the quarterback. He tossed it to Malachi Williams. Malachi dropped it. So now it's going to be a turnover on down for Ira. It'll be 1st and 15 for the Ira Bulldogs. They're going to come from their own 34-yard line. 8 minutes, 51 seconds left in the first. All tied up 0-0. Partain gets his team out in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Partain rolls out. He's got a wide open wide. Jack White catches the ball, heads up field, and it's going to be tackled after about a 16-yard gain. So it's going to be a first down Bulldog. Partain rolled out, and there was two receivers that sent out. They sent Rios out. It was about a 20-yard route. They sent White up at about a 5-yard route. White was open underneath. Perfect little pitch and catch. First down Bulldogs from the Lorraine 30-yard line. There's a snap that's going to be tossed to McCown. McCown cuts on up the middle. He's hit by three Lorraine defenders, but not after he gains about a yard on the carry. So it's going to be second and 14 for Ira. 8:20 left in the first quarter. All tied up 0-0 still. Waiting for the Bulldogs to snap. There's the snap. Going to get up in the Ira I formation, sitting right about the midfield, middle of the yard line. There's pitch to McCown. Run on the near side. McCown got a big old line. He's going to cut it off in the middle. He's going to be hit by three Lorraine defenders, but not before he gets right near the first down marker. In fact, they're going to give it to him. So there's another Bulldog first down, about a 15-yard run for McCown. So that'll set up a first and goal from the Lorraine 14-yard line, 13-yard line. The first and goal, 13 yards for Ira to score. 7:45 left and counting in the first quarter. 0-0 here early in the game. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Partain gets under center. There's the snap. There's a lot of movement. The ball's down loose. It's going to be onside on Lorraine. Lots of movement. It just took a long time for the ref to blow the whistle. So offside on Lorraine. That's going to move them back. I think it's five. Yes, that's going to set up a first and goal now from the Lorraine. They're putting it about the 8-yard line. So first and goal from the 8-yard line for Ira. Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. They're going to be on the near hash mark. And the referees are blew their whistle for something. Oh, wait, did he blew his whistle and ran over? All right, there's a snap. This time it's going to be running right up the middle by Weaver. Weaver's going to be hit after about a 3-yard gain, so it's going to set up a second and goal from the 5 for the Bulldogs. So that time we've run a pass right out of the gate, and then we ran the sweeps with McCallum, and that one was a dive with Weaver, and now the Bulldogs are at the 5-yard line on second down, near hash mark, Ivor High. There's the snap. It's going to be pitched to McCallum on the far side. McCallum runs through. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. He's not going to get any yards on the carry. So it's going to set up a 3rd and 5 for the Bulldogs now with 6:30 left in the first quarter. Still tied 0-0. Partain gets his team set in the eye or either right in between both hash marks. There's a snap. Ball drops on the ground. Partain is able to pitch it up to McCown. Ball's loose. This will be a turnover. Lorraine gets the ball back. It was just a bobbled snap by Partain, who just tossed it over to McCown. I don't know if you would expect it in the world, but it slipped out of his fingers and then just jumped right into one of the Lorraine Bulldog defenders' arms. So now it's going to be a 1st and 15 for Lorraine. They're coming from their own 4-yard line. Just a rough mental mistake by Ira there. 6:13 left, all tied up 0-0 early in the first quarter. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They send the receiver far to the near side. They've got two in the backfield with the quarterback. Another motion. One of those guys out to the near side. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath. He's hit by Rios and Pena for a small gain. So it's going to be a, they get 4 yard carry. So it's going to be 2nd and 11 for Lorraine now. They got the ball to their own 7.5-yard line, maybe 8. Now they're bringing in a tight set, 3-down lineman, under center. There's a snap. It's pitched to Williams running on the near side. Williams is hit by, goodness, almost every Bulldog defender on the field. McCown and Rios, who are at the very bottom of it, they stop him for, they're going to give him about a yard or two, so it's going to set up a 3rd and 9 for Lorraine, coming from the 10-yard line, 5:15 left in the first quarter, and counting, all tied up, still no score, but it's still early in the game. Lorraine's going into the shotgun. There's snap. pitch back completely. Willen is looking to throw. He's going to dump it back underneath to Walt Hall. Walt Hall is hit by Rios and Pena. They bring him down. Rios and Pena tackle Walt Hall. Not enough for a first down. They're going to be short about 4 yards. So it's a 4th and 4 for Lorraine. The ball's going to be set at the Lorraine 15-yard line. This is where the Dominant Dog defense has been good all season in these fourth down situations, forcing teams to get into them. Lorraine's going in the shotgun. In this formation, Walt Hall gets it, and he pitches it back to Williams. Nope, Walt Hall's going to turn and try to run it. Passes it short. The receiver's immediately hit by Partain. It's going to be pushed out of bounds. We'll see where they spot it. It's not going to be anywhere close to the first down, but it's going to be a turnover on downs. So it's 1st and 15, ball going to be set at the Lorraine 16-yard line. So 16 yards to go for the touchdown for Ira. 15 for a first down. 4 minutes and 32 seconds left in the first quarter. Still no score early on in the game. Ira breaks the huddle. They get set in the Ira I formation on the near hash mark. There's a snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches to the air side. McCown struggles the ball, and he grabs it, secures it. It's still on his feet. It's going to get about a 5-6 yard gain. We'll see exactly where they mark him. Looks like it's going to be a 2nd and 9 for Ira. Going from there. Oh, no, even first from that. It'll be a 2nd and 8. Going to go from the Lorraine 9-yard line. 4 minutes, 27 seconds left. That was just one of the sweeps to the near side with McCown, who was able to juggle the ball and then get his way right on up there, powering through. Now set in the IRI. There's a snap. McCown running to the other side this time. Hit by several Lorraine defenders, but not before he's worked out for about another 4 yards. So it's going to be a 3rd and 4 for the Bulldogs from the Lorraine 5-yard line. This is where the Bulldogs were last time. Let's see if they can punch it in this time. 4 minutes, 9 seconds left on the clock. Ball's going to be set right in between the hash marks. It's set in the IRI. There's a snap. It's to McCown. McCown on the near side. Parkside cuts up into the walk right into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs. That was just a sweep to the far side that McCown saw, and he kicked back in and was able to walk right on into the end zone. That puts the Bulldogs up 6-0 with 3 minutes and 55 seconds left. Cabrera is going to be the kicker. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So that's going to put the Bulldogs up 8-0. Oh, there's a flag on the play. See, going to be offside on the rain. Bulldogs are going to deny it, so it's going to be 8-0. Ira takes the lead with 3 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first quarter. These broadcasts aren't possible without our sponsors. So I want to say thanks to all of the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Sponsors are Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn Insider, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall Insider, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agents Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, the Ira Church of God, Ira Baptist Church, the Booster Club, and S. McCallan Photography. So thank you guys for sponsoring and supporting these broadcasts. After some mental errors on the first offensive drive, the Bulldogs are able to get a turnover on down, come back and score up 8-0. A little over halfway through the first quarter with 3 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first on what has really settled into being a beautiful Friday night. The fall is slowly creeping in. The weather's starting to dip down just a little bit, making it feel like it's football weather. Cabrera is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Williams is back deep for Lorraine. And there's the kick. Cabrera booms this one back. It's going to bounce back into the end zone for a touchback. Good kick by Cabrera. So Lorraine will have 1st and 15 from their own 20-yard line. Three minutes, 55 seconds left. Ira leading 8-0. After some miscues on the first offensive drive, the Bulldogs have really stepped together, and the Bulldogs defense is that dominant dog defense that does a great job, but it's held the rain to 2 4-and-outs so far. Let's see if we can make it 3. All right, he's going to go in the shotgun with 3 in the backfield. There's the snap. Walpole has the ball. He's well not trying to throw. He's going to dump it off short to Williams. Williams is hit by Hatley and brought down on Rios. It's Rios who brings down Williams for about a 7-yard gain. So it's going to be a 2nd and 8 for Lorraine. There's a snap back in shotgun. Walpole hands it off to A.J. Williams this time. A.J. brought down by Weaver for no gain. So it's going to be a 3rd and 8 now. Clocks at 3 minutes, 20 seconds, and counting. No, Lorraine's just taking their time getting the play in. And so Lorraine has tried to throw the ball. They've tried to run the ball. They really haven't had much offensive success doing anything with the dominant defense. It's going to be a 3rd and 7 coming from their from Lorraine's 27-yard line. There's a snap. Wall has it this time. He hands it off to Williams. Williams tries to cut up the middle. He finds a little bit of a seam, runs into one of his own players. It's going to be brought down by a bunch of Bulldogs. He'll have enough for the first down. It was kind of an off play. Walpole turned around to hand it off. They're going to set the ball at the 40-yard line. They're going to turn the receiver to the far side. Walpole tried to hand the ball off, and they just stood there for a second, and so it confused the Bulldog defense on who had the ball and who didn't. And so Williams was able to run the ball up the middle. It was kind of an odd, I don't know if it was a broken play or designed to be that way, but a little bit of trickery gets Lorraine their first down of the game, and Ira called the timeout. 2 minutes, 36 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira leading 8-0. Ball's going to be set at the 40, right in between hashes for a 1st and 15. One of the sponsors for this broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor is PCN of Snyder. PCN has all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9, 11 to 5 on Sunday. PCN has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978, has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. I want to thank all the sponsors, and thank you, Prosperity Bank and PCN, for supporting these broadcasts. Ira breaks the huddle, is out, and defense ready. Lorraine has the timeout, going to huddle up. Now they're breaking the huddle to go up. They're going to send one receiver to the near side and be in shotgun. So they have two linemen down, receiver on the line. Motion, one of the guys in the backfield now. There's the snap. Walt Hall has the ball. Look at the throw. He's hit by Rios. The ball bounces. They're going to say it was a pass. So it's going to be incomplete. Walt Hall was being brought down by Rios. Did like a shuffle pass forward, and it was dropped by Lorraine. Rios picked the ball up, and then they blew the ball dead, saying it wasn't a fumble, it was a pass. So it's going to be 2nd and 15 for Lorraine. The ball is coming right on the 40-yard line. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first. Ira leading 8-0. Lorraine breaks the huddle. Now they're going to have three linemen down tight in shotgun formation with three in the backfield. There's a snap. Walhall gets it, pitches it back to Williams. Williams looking to throw the ball. Williams dumps it off short and is hit immediately by Partain. And they're going to say that he caught the ball, but it's about a gain of maybe 2 yards. So it's going to be a 3rd and 13 for Lorraine. Just a short pass. Walhall was Rios having a heck of a game. He was right into his face, so he dumped it off short. Someone got him silenced as the ball bounced, but the referee said that he caught it, so it's going to be a 2-yard gain. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They're in the shotgun formation, packed in tight. Three in the backfield. There's a snap. Walhall gets the ball. He rolls out, looking to throw the ball. He's hit by Weaver. Not before he gets the ball out. Partain's right there to wrestle the receiver down out of bounds. Not going to get up for a first down. But it'll be about a 7-yard gain, so it's going to set up a 4th and 5 for Lorraine. 1 minute, 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira leading 8-0. This is where the Diamond Dog defense has played well all season in these fourth down situations. The Lorraine's huddling up again, taking their time. Now they're going to come in under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Williams. Williams looking to throw the ball. As Hadley is facing, he's not just going to receive it down the field. Who catches it. It looked like the ball was deflected by McCown, but he still, the receiver was able to catch the ball. That's going to set up a big first down. In fact, that gets Lorraine down to the Ira 5-yard line. Lorraine sends the receiver to the near side. Now going, that looked really quick. Everybody's yelling at that receiver, getting tighter now into the backfield. Lorraine's going, now they're under center. There's the snap. Hands it off to Williams. There's a flag on the play. We'll see exactly what it was for. They believe a few yards, Lorraine came out, and I don't know, they had some miscommunication on the formation that they were trying to do. I don't know what they're going to call. It's going to be on Lorraine. Illegal procedure on Lorraine, but they let him run the offensive play. I don't think that's right, but... Yeah, it's going to back Lorraine up 5, so it's going to be a first and goal from the 10 now. After the miscommunication on the formation, I think that's what got them. 1 minute, 12 seconds, and counting left in the first. Lorraine still hasn't got set. They're going to be under center this time. It's almost an I formation, but they've got a tailback who's standing like right next to the quarterback. Quarterback pitches it back to Williams. Williams just tucks the ball, tries to run, shakes a couple defenders, and he's going to get into the end zone. So that's going to be a touchdown, Lorraine. So after a big pass play, Lorraine's able to squeeze the ball in. Williams got that ball way back like he was supposed to pass it, and he just decided he was going to run it. He's quick and short and was able to just kind of squiggle his way through the defense. So scores now 8-6. Ira leading, but Lorraine with the kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is blocked! Straight block! Good night! That's number 20. Dimitri Warriors flies across the edge and just dives. Gets pelted in the shoulder pad with the ball. Great play by Warriors. So, that leaves the score 8-6. Ira leading Lorraine with 51 seconds left in the first quarter. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Drafting Insider. They have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30. Or enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Anytime Fitness. With 24/7 access to a gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal and team training, nutritional coaching available, personal showers, hydro massage, standing bed, nutritional supplements. Every member receives a free Get Started plan at Anytime Fitness. All right, Bulldogs. Bulldogs get ready to head out for the kick. Juarez blocked the kick, but I didn't see how good their kicker is or how far he can kick it. But the Bulldogs are going to send back number 8, Zane Allen. And there's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end onside kick. Picked up by Zach White. Zach White still running on the near side. And several defenders still looking past half court. And Zach White, one of the guys who tried to tackle him, he said, if you're going to tackle me, you're going to steal it in the morning. So White's able to get that ball out to the Lorraine 32-33-yard line. So it's going to be first and 15 for Ira from the Lorraine 33-yard line. 44 seconds left. Ira leading Lorraine 8-6. There's a snap. Partain hands it off to Weaver underneath. Weaver's able to dart forward for about a 5-yard gain. It's going to set up a second and, well, maybe it's a 4-yard gain. Second and 11 for Ira. Gets the ball out to the 29. with 28 second putts and counting in the first quarter, Ira leading 8-6. Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap pitch back to McCown, run on the far side of McCown. Busts to the first line of the defender. Still on the speed, powering through. Is going to get about a 7-yard gain. It's going to be third and short for Ira. They've got a third and five. With 3-2-1. That's the first quarter. Ira beating Lorraine 8-6. It's going to be a third and five from the Lorraine 24-yard line. For the sponsor for these broadcasts is West Texas State Bank. West Texas State Bank is serving Superior County and the local area since 1950. The local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access your bank via our lobby, drive-in, an online mobile bank, telebank, and our two ATMs. That's West Texas State Bank. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealer. They want to take care of your vehicle service, sales, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. So I thank you guys for sponsoring this broadcast and all the sponsors as the Bulldogs head into the second quarter, leading 8-6. Ball is set at Lorraine's 23-yard line. It's looking like it's a third and five for Ira. Again, a beautiful night. Not quite cold enough for a sweater, but kind of cold enough for a sweater. Starting to get into that fall mode. And all right, Ira breaks the huddle and gets set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Pitch back to McCown on the far side. It looks like Lorraine jumped up 5-2. McCown's still on his feet. There was two flags. One was going to be offside, and I think the other one's probably a block in the back. We'll see exactly what they say, though. We'll see where they... McCown got close to the first down marker. I don't think it was quite a first down, but it set up like a fourth and one or two. Wait until the white just gives a signal. They got offsides on Lorraine. Block in the back on Ira. Both are going to be declined. So offsetting penalties. Looks like we're going to run it back again. So it's going to be third and five from the Lorraine 23-yard line. 9 minutes, 45 seconds left on the clock as Ira gets set in the Ira eye. There's Partain pitches it back to McCown. McCown run on the far side. Breaks one tackle. He pushes through two. Pushes through three. He's able to walk right into the end zone. Touchdown, Ira. The senior able to punch it through for a touchdown for his second of the evening. That puts the Bulldogs up 14-6 with 9 minutes and 34 seconds left in the half. Cabrera's going to come in to kick. Rios is the snapper. Hernandez is the holder. Cabrera is the kicker. There's a snap. The hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. Bulldogs going to take a 16-6 lead early in the second quarter with 9 minutes and 34 seconds left in the second. That's sponsored for these broadcasts. Is Legacy Fuels, established in 1937. They sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and case goods. That's Legacy Fuels. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations in Sweetwater, Snyder, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices are paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, carbonized iron, and tin. Structural pipes and rods are available at Snyder Iron and Metal. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. And a new sponsor for me, that I think Dave started last week, is First Bank and Trust Insider. So thank you guys for joining it and for sponsoring. And if you or your business is interested in sponsoring these broadcasts, talk to Mr. Jones and he'll give you all the information that you need. Bulldogs are going to kick now from the right to the left. It's going to be Cabrera, who's the kicker. Lorraine's going to send back AJ Williams. Bulldogs lead Ira, leading 16-6, 9 minutes, 34 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs have played really pretty well outside of just a couple little plays. Looking to really take control of the game here. Herrera kicks the ball. It was falling off the tee when he hit it, but it didn't go super far. Still on the ground. Williams just now picks the ball up. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. He pushed out of bounds at the Lorraine 30-yard line. The ball was falling off the tee when Cabrera kicked it. Goodwin's asking if the refs, if they could do a re-kick or something. They should have called it, but they didn't. Looks like we're going to have Bulldogs going to stay out there. So the ball's going to be set at Lorraine's 31-yard line. It's going to be on the near hash mark. 9 minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 16-6. Lorraine comes out. They send one receiver way to the far side. Have three in the backfield in a shotgun formation. There's snap. Walthall hands it off underneath to Williams. Malachi Williams. Malachi is taken down after about a 5-yard gain. That's going to set up a 2nd and 10 for Lorraine. 9 minutes, 14 seconds left in the half. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark. This time, 3 in the backfield, 3 down the line, and then the shotgun. This snap, this handoff to A.J. Williams. A.J. cuts up to the near side. It's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders, but stays on his feet. He's running backwards. He's running all over the field. Still on his feet. He's going to be hit by the senior McCallum. Did they give that to him? They're saying that was a touchdown. I don't know. It looked like he got pushed out by McCown at the 2 or 3 yard line. They're going to say it was a touchdown. It was Williams. I mean, he ran all over the field. Cut back, went all over the place. There's no flags that are down. So, that's a touchdown for Lorraine. Puts the score 16-12. Ira leading. And Lorraine's going to go for the PAT kick here. Last time, Juarez was able to dive out front and block the kick. This time, he doesn't quite get out front, but it's going to be no good. He's to the right side. So, Ira's going to keep the lead at 16-12 with 8 minutes and 45 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is the Ira First Church of God, building a community of believers for biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. They offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning blast at 11, our morning worship at 11, our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church room, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Susan invite you to join us this week for worship. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor for these broadcast is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples to gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Our Sunday school for all ages begins at 10 a.m. with worship services at 11 with expository book by book, verse by verse preaching. Community group Sunday at 6 p.m. with youth and kids Bible study and health prayer meetings at 6 on Wednesday for free meal. For more information, visit NBCIra.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. I think last time I said it was number 8, and then I went back. It's number 9, Jaron Pena, who's back. Sorry, my eyes are the 8 and 9. He looks similar, but that is Jaron Pena, who's back deep for Ira. Last time Lorraine did a head-over-heels kind of onside kick that Zach White picked up and ran for a good 10 yards before he was brought down. We'll see what Lorraine does here. And there's the kick. It's going to be the same kind of onside kick. It's going to get back to Hatley. He's got the ball, dances to the backfield, is able to cut back to a few defenders, and able to push forward for about a, giving a 12-yard gain on the carry. So that gets the Bulldog offense is going to set up on their own 37-yard line, maybe 36. the first and 15 from their 36-yard line. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark. Iowa leading 16-12 with 8 minutes and 38 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs break the huddle, get in the Ira I formation. There's a snap. It's going to be a pass this time. Partain looking for Rios. He's got him. Deep tosses the ball, and it's going to be just passing. Rios fell down like he was tripped up by the defender, but there's no flag on the play, so that's going to be incomplete. So second down for Ira from their own 36-yard line now. Was Rios just on a corner route? He fell as the ball got close to him, but there was no flag, so it is what it is. Now it's going to be an Ira-I formation for the second down. There's a snap, pitch back to McCown. McCown running on the far side. He's going to power through the first line of defenders, breaks one tackle. It's going to take four Lorraine defenders to bring him down. He's going to get a 4-yard gain. Let's see exactly where they spot at. Yep, they're going to put the ball on the 40-yard line. That's going to set up a 3rd and 11 for Ira from midfield. 8 minutes, 5 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 16-12. Get set in the Ira I formation. There's a snap pitch to McCown running the near side. This time McCown gets the air. He's up in his feet. He's at the 20. Plows through one of the defenders. He brings him down, but not before he says, gives him just a little taste of that senior power. It's going to be way more than enough for a first down. In fact, it's going to set up a first and goal from the Lorraine 12.5-yard line. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. So that was the senior McCown with a sweep on the near side. He was able to get the edge. The last defender got him, but not before McCown put a pop on him. There's a snap. This time it's a pitch to Weaver. Weaver's got the ball. He eased his way through the defenders. He's going to get up to the 10. So that's going to be a gain of 2. So it'll be a second and goal from the 10. Ball's going to be set as the in between the hash marks, right at midfield. That's going to be a timeout by Lorraine. All right, hopefully I've reconnected. Let's see if that connects. Lorraine called the timeout. It's going to be Ira's ball, second and 10. Seven minutes, 5 seconds left. Ira leading 16-12. Ball set right in between both hash marks. Second and goal with 10 yards to go. McCown has the 2 touchdowns for the Bulldogs so far. There's a snap. Partain rolling out to the far side, looking to throw the ball. Dan's right in that receiver. He's going to dump it off short to Rios. Rios stretches the ball out. They're going to say, man, they gave Lorraine a touchdown and they went out of bounds there. But they're going to say the Bulldogs are down at the 1. That was Zach White, not Rios. Sorry. 6 minutes, 56 seconds left. Bulldogs leading in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-12. So Partain rolled out on the near side. And it was Jack White who was able to come back. As Partain had to dance around and buy some time with his legs. And now it's going to be 3rd and goal from about the 1. There's a snap at the pitch to McCown. McCown plows his way in for a touchdown in 3rd of the game. That's a touchdown, Ira. That's going to put the ball of the score 22-12 with 6 minutes 51 seconds left in the half as Cabrera comes on for the PAT. Rios is the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kicker. Snap, hold, kick. The ball is up. It's going to be good. It looks like Lorraine was offside. Yep, they're going to call it offside. Ira's going to decline the penalty. So it's going to say 24-12, Ira leading with 6 minutes and 51 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming
school year. Thank you guys for sponsoring. Another sponsor is S. McGowan Photography. Volume sports photography, senior photography, portrait, and game day photography. If you mention this ad this summer, she'll give you a 20% discount on a full personal session for new bookings only. That's S. McGowan Photography. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts and all of the sponsors who support them. Let me pull up my app and we'll look around and see some scores from some games around. Snyder and Muleshoe game is in delay. Rotan is the district appointment playing Lamita when they are trailing 22-14. Ashmont, the district opponent, they are trailing Knox City 48-6. Highland is trailing Water Valley 48-0, and Roby is trailing Jayden 22-16. Cabrera gets the ball set on the tee, and he kicks it. This time it's deep. It doesn't fall off the tee when he's kicking it. Williams gets the ball at about the 5 and brings it up forward. He's going to be hit. Who was that? That was Dimitri Juarez flying around the field who wraps up Williams and brings him down. So it's a pretty good return for Williams. He gets the ball out to the 33-yard line, but Juarez put it at the top on Williams. He jammed it off the field. The Reigns could come out in that shotgun formation. The three in the backfield, three down linemen. There's a snap. This time it's Walthall running the ball. Walthall is able to get, maybe about 10 yards before he's brought down by Martain and McCallum. So it's going to set up a second and 6 for Lorraine. 6 minutes, 25 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 24-12. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They're going to be sending one receiver to the near side, way outside of the numbers. They're at 3 in the backfield in the shotgun formation. There's the snap. Walthall gets the ball. He's looking to run it underneath. Walthall's going to be hit by McCallum, Hatley, and Pena. And gets a few yards. It's going to set up a 3rd-and-2 for Lorraine. 5 minutes and 47 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 24-12. Walthall was the one who was getting the ball and pitching it to Williams. But here this drive, it's been Williams who's got the ball and handed it off to Walthall. Walthall's the tallest on the Reigns team by far. And it's going to be that same way. Lorraine sends the receiver to the near side, way far out. Now they're going to motion one of the receivers to the other side. And this time they're going to hand it off to a different running back, who is powering through. He's got past the Bulldog secondary. He's still on his feet. And is going to run right on into the end zone. A touchdown for Lorraine. So that's going to put the score 24-18. Ira leading Lorraine with 5 minutes and 11 seconds left in the half. And Lorraine is going to send, or try to go for the PAT. They have yet to make one. There's the snap to hold the kick. The ball is up. This time it's good. So that puts the score 24-20. Ira leading Lorraine by 4 points with 5 minutes and 11 seconds left in the half, or that's still the half. One of the sponsors for the broadcast. Well, actually, let me run through all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Thank you guys for your support. Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn and Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall and Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agents Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Booster Club, and S. McCowan Photography. The Bulldogs are going to receive this kickoff. The Bulldogs are also going to receive the kickoff at half, which is important to remember now that we're getting into the second half of the second quarter. Hayden is going to be that deep for the Bulldogs. It's Hatley and Juarez at the next level, and then up on the front line, it's Rios, Weaver, and White. And Lorraine's going to kick the ball. They tried the onside kick both times. One time White picked it up, the other time it went right behind him to Hatley. So I'm guessing they'll try to do the same thing. It's kind of that topsy-turvy, onside kind of kick, hoping the ball gets in the ground. Actually, they're aimed the other way this time, on the other side of the field. And there's the kick. It's topsy-turvy. It's not going to go far enough, and it's going to roll right on out of bounds. So it didn't go the 15 yards it had to go. It rolled out of bounds at the Iowa Bulldogs 37-yard line. There should be a... We're trying to figure out where they're going to set the ball at, because normally you march off. Yeah, there you go. It didn't look like they were going to march off the distance, so they're going to take 5 yards off the kick, which is going to flip the field. So now Ivor will take over at Lorraine's 37-yard line for a 1st and 15. They leave Lorraine 24-20 with 5 minutes and 11 seconds left in the half. Ivor heads out in the Ivor I formation. There's the snap. Pitch to McCown on the near side. McCown finds the hole. He's going to see. He's still going to press through. He's got one minute. He gets it on the short end. He's going to walk right out into the end zone. Touchdown, Ira. Pumps some life into the crowd and into the game. McCown with a handoff. When he's run on the near side, that's where he scored 2 of his long runs. And I can remember maybe 3. So that's going to put Ira up 30-20 with 5 minutes left in the half. Cabrera to kick, Hernandez to hold, Rios the snapper. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball, hook. And it's good. So that's 4 touchdowns for McCown, 4 PATs for Cabrera. Ira up 32-20 with 5 minutes and 1 second left in the half. The sponsors for this broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor is Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. That's Pizza Inn in Snyder. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. Do you come this way? All right. McCown dumping some life to the Bulldog offense. The dominant dog defense has struggled here in the third quarter to stop Lorraine. And it hasn't been Lorraine just methodically marching down the field. It's just been a couple miscues in some big plays. Outside of that, Iowa's really controlled the game. All right, Cabrera lines up to kick the ball. He's kicked it deep the last few times, and I anticipate doing the same thing here.
Yep,
he's going to kick it deep. He's going to go over the head of Williams. The ball! Uh-oh! Boo! Cabrera kicked the ball. Williams let it go over his head, and it hit at the half-yard line. It did not go into the end zone. I don't care what the referee says. And he said that it was a touchback, but that ball was sitting at the half-yard line, and he said it was a touchback. And the Bulldogs had returners who were down there ready to jump on the ball, ready to hit the guy, but the White Hat said no. And so Lorraine is going to hit the ball at their 20-yard line. 1st and 15, 4 minutes, 59 seconds left in the game. In shotgun with one receiver to the near time. There's the snap. Wall gets the ball. He's looking to throw. He's done it. Dump it off short. And that dude is hit by McCown hard. McCown said, I'll run over you on offense and I'll push you out of bounds on defense. It's going to be maybe a 2-yard gain. Seems like a generous spot to me. 2nd and 13 for Lorraine. They've now got the ball to their 21-yard line. Break the huddle. It's going to be the same formation. Shotgun with 3 in the backfield and 1 receiver out past the numbers on the near side. There's snap. Wall gets the ball. He's looking to throw it. Doesn't have anybody open. Being chased by Weaver. Now he's going to try to jump off underneath, and it's going to fly over the head of the intended receiver. Incomplete. That's good coverage by McCallum. He was being chased by Weaver, and Payne was on the other receiver and almost came up with the interception. So that's going to set up a third and 13 for Lorraine. Ira leading 32-20 with 4 minutes and 44 seconds left in the half. Feels like there's some life pumped back to the game now after McCallum's long touchdown run. Lorraine takes their time in the huddle, and they tried to do a hurry-up play. I mean, they're just now getting the play in. We don't have a play clock for me to see what it's at, but they take their time getting into that huddle. Same formation, shotgun three in the backfield. There's one receiver way outside the numbers. There's the snap. There's flags coming down. Are you kidding me? They're going to say Lorraine called the timeout. One referee threw the flag saying delay game. The other side referee saying, no, Lorraine had a timeout. They're going to wave the flag. Good night. You'd think we're playing it, Lorraine, with how these calls are going. Goodness. Threw the flag. Snapped the ball. He threw the flag as a delay game. Instead, the side referee says, no, Lorraine called a timeout, but they didn't. So now it's going to be timeout Lorraine. That's their second of the half. Ira's leading 32-20 with 4 minutes and 42 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. They have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, so you can enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. My family's favorite is to order on the Sonic app before we leave Ira, and by the time you get to Snyder, it's ready. All right. Lorraine breaks their timeout, though. I'm sure they'll go into an offensive huddle now to talk some more about what they want to do before we actually get some football. All right. Lorraine breaks the huddle now. Same formation, third and 13 for Lorraine. One receiver outside the numbers, in shotgun, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Walhall gets it. He hands it off underneath to Williams. Williams hit by five Ira Bulldog defenders. The only one he wasn't in on it was chasing the receiver. They were able to get about a four-yard gain, but that's going to be a fourth and 10 for Lorraine. The ball is set at Lorraine's 25-yard line. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left on the clock. Mark it, 4:20. We'll see when they get the snap off. 32-20, Ira beating Lorraine. Lorraine, great saddle. 4 minutes and 9 seconds left on the clock now. I'm counting. One receiver on the near side, three in the backfield in the shotgun formation. Walhall's in at quarterback. There's the snap. Walhall pitches to Williams. Williams looking to throw the ball, being chased by Weaver and Hatley. Tops it short, and the receiver just drops the ball. It would have been his first down, but, I mean, he just dropped it. It hit his hands and his chest and fell. So now it's going to be a turnover on down. Ira's going to get the ball at the Lorraine 25-yard line. 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-20. Bulldogs send in their play. Ball's going to be set, I mean, right in the middle of the hash marks. And they get set in the Ira-I formations. There's a snap. Pitch back to McCown. McCown running the ball. He's going to cut back deep. He's running on the far side. He's dragged down. And it looks like a flag, but Lorraine has, like, yellow towels. I don't know if it's a flag or if it's a towel. It's a flag. A canary has landed. So it was about a five-yard gain. We'll see what it's going to be holding on Ira. So they're going to march off. March off 10 yards. So now it's going to be all going to be set at the Ira or at the Lorraine 35-yard line, and it's going to be a first and 25. 3 minutes, 45 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-20. There's a snap. Pitch to McCown. Run to the near side. McCown's got the edge. He's got all the defenders behind him. He's set for one. He's going to power through. He's going to cut through. I thought he was going to hit. Power through. He's going to fall at like the 1 yard line. If Lorraine isn't carrying it, they call it a touchdown. Because it was McCown, they're going to say he was down at the one. So that's going to be a first and goal for Ira from the 1 yard line. Ball to the near hash mark. McCown running on the near side when they're going from right to left is where the big place has come. The Bulldogs are going to get set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's going to hit up underneath the Weaver.
Are you kidding?
They're going to say he got half a yard. So it's going to be now a second and inches. I mean, like the nose of the ball. Look, it's right where that ball is at is exactly where that kickoff was. It's not a touchdown for Ira, but it was a touchback for Lorraine. I mean, that, there's a divot in the field where that ball was sitting at. Tell me I'm wrong. So it's going to be a second and inches for the Bulldogs. Partain gets the ball, hits the ball, falls on the ground. It's recovered by Holden Rio. It's recovered by Holden Rio. We'll give Holden the touchdown. That's a touchdown, Rio. Partain hit it off underneath. I think they ran in. The ball came out. Rio picks it up. So we're going to give Rio the touchdown. That puts Ira up 38-20 with Cabrera on the kick. Hernandez, the holder, Rios, the snapper. The snap, the hold, the kick, the ball. Oh, who get there? And it's good. So that puts the Bulldogs up 40-20 with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Anytime Fitness. 24/7 access to the gym. Access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world. Personal and team training. Nutritional coaching available. Personal showers, hydro massage, tanning beds, nutritional supplements, and every new member receives a free Get Started plan. That's Anytime Fitness. Another sponsor is West Texas State Bank. West Texas State Bank is serving Stewart County and the local area since 1950. The local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. They're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access your banking via our lobby, drive-in, and online mobile app, Telebank, and their two ATMs. Another sponsor is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealership that wants to take care of your vehicle sales services, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. Thank you for sponsoring these broadcasts, all of our sponsors. Bulldogs are leading Lorraine 40-20 with 2 minutes, 35 seconds left in the half, and Cabrera is getting ready to kick the ball. He's kicking from right to left. There's snap, ball going up. It's Walhall back east this time. Walhall picks the ball up at the Lorraine 15. He's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders, the first of which was Cabrera, the kicker. So it's going to be a first and 15 for Lorraine. Ball's going to be set at the 23-yard line. 2 minutes, 26 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 40-0. Ball set at the near hash mark. Ever since McCown's touchdown, there seems to be a little bit more life back in the team, and even in the stands, and the Bulldogs have been playing exceptionally well since then. Lorraine breaks the huddle. They've got three in the backfield, in a shotgun formation, with one receiver out by the numbers on the near side, but they're on the near hash mark. Now they're motioning one of the guys to the backfield to the near side. Walhall gets the ball, looks to pass it. Sails over the intended receiver's head by a long ways. So it's going to set up a second and 15. After the incomplete pass. 2:20 left on the clock. Ira leading 40-20. Second and 15 for Lorraine from their own 23-yard line. Jimmy, the Niner defense is really played well. They've given up a couple big plays. But outside of that, they shut down Lorraine's offense. Come out in the same formation. Ball's on the near hash mark. They send the receiver out to the near side. They've got three in the backfield and shotgun. Now they motion Williams out of the backfield. Snap the ball and hand it off. And the running back is hit by, it was Rios who hit him first. So that's going to be about a 6 yard, 7-8 yard gain. It's going to be a 3rd and 7 for Lorraine. Now they come in tight under center. There's the snap with the handoff underneath. They drag the running back backwards. There's some stuff going on the edge. The referee's not calling anything. It's going to be a 4th and about 3.5 for Lorraine. Ball set at their 35-yard line. The Bulldogs have consistently, with every team I've watched, been able to get teams into fourth-down situations. These are where the games are made. If we can stop them, get a turnover on down, and take a good lead going into half, and get the kickoff. Lorraine comes in under center. There's the snap. Oh, great! Whoa, he picks it up to Gray on the far side. He's chased by Weaver. Trying to find somebody. Weaver dives. Hits his leg. It's going to be... Ew! Rios, no! Trying to catch the ball. It's going to be incomplete. It needs to be incomplete because that was 4th and short. So if it's incomplete, the Bulldogs are going to get the ball at Lorraine's 35-yard line. They've got 1:03 left. And Ira gets the second half kickoff. So we want the Bulldogs here to go down and score quickly. And then get the ball at half and score again. Ira leading 40-20 with 1:03 left in the half. It's going to be 1st and 15. They're going to get the ball at the Lorraine 35-yard line. And the ball's going to be set on the near hash mark. There's a snap out of the Ira eye. It's McCarron on the near side. He's following Partain's blocker. Is able to get the ball down to the 3-yard line. Every time a Coward runs on the near side, it's been a huge play for Ira. 54 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 40-20. Ball is going to be on the 3, so it's going to be 1st and goal from the 3. Ira gets it in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Two McCowan on the near side. They're blowing the whistle. Timeout, Lorraine. That's their last one of the half. The defense wasn't set. Ira was going to score right there. So instead, it's going to be a timeout. Ira leading 40-20 with 47 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Legacy Fuels. Established in 1937, they sell propane fuel, bulk oils, and case goods. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal. With 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Hampton, Andrews, and Big Spring, top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. The structural pipe and rods available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers providing insurance coverage in auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Another sponsor, a new sponsor to me, but I think they were sponsors last week, is First Bank and Trust. Thank you guys for joining the sponsorship team. All right, referee saying, let's get this thing going. 47 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 40-20. Ball's going to be set at the 3-yard line. So 3 yards to go for a touchdown. McCowan on the near side has been the run play. And it's on the near side when they're running from right to left. Ira will get the second half kick. They hurry down and get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Timmy Cowell on the near side, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs! As Cody McCowan with his 5th touchdown of the night, that puts the Bulldogs up 46-20 with Cabrera coming on for the PAT. Rios will be the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. It's going to be no good, but Lorraine jumped offside, so we'll get another try. So we're going to retry. Well, Goodwin's talking to the white hat. One, yeah, they're going to give him a little bit closer. They're going to put the ball at the one now. I don't think Hernandez even moved to tee up. They're just going to get the kick a little further back. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good! That's going to put the Bulldogs up 48-20 with 42 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Iowa First Church of God, building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-rated classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Sims invite you to join us this week. Another sponsor is Iowa Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m., worship service at 11, with expository, book-by-book, verse-by-verse preaching, community groups, Sunday nights at 6, youth kids, Bible study on Wednesdays, and adult prayer meeting at 6 on Wednesdays with a free meal. For more information, head over to fccira.com or search Iowa Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Cabrera gets the ball set. He's had trouble getting the ball into the end zone on the near side. When the ball hit the ground, it's just stopped. So, sure, going to try the same thing. We'll see what we can do. Kicks it off. It's going way deep this time. And there we go. That time it's an actual touchback. So, that will give Lorraine a 1st and 15 from their own 20 with 42 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 48-20. Ira will get the second half kickoff. So the defense, if they can step up here and play the way the Dominant Dog defense does, will go into halftime with a good lead and getting the ball. Lorraine's going to come out in a shotgun with three in the backfield. This time Williams is going to be the quarterback. Williams gets it, pitches it back to Wall. Wall's looking to throw the ball, being chased by several Bulldog defenders. It's sacked! It's Weaver and Hughley who bring Wall down. I say sack. I didn't realize he's past the line of scrimmage. He was about 2 yards ahead. So it's going to be a 2-yard run. Now, Lorraine's going to go quick with the hurry up. It's going to be 2nd and 13 for Lorraine. There's the snap. Wall hands it off to Williams. Williams trying to run on the near side. Being chased by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to dive down. They're going to get him about a 1-yard gain. 12 seconds left in the half and counting. 9, 8. 7, they're going to set the ball, 6-5, Lorraine's trying to get off one more play before the half, in the shotgun, 2-1, they get the ball just snapped off, this will be the last play of the half, Wall being chased by Hadley, he dribbles up forward, and it's just going to fall incomplete, looks like he was trying to go for Williams, but he just pitched it forward, and it just fell incomplete, so that's the half, Iris is going to go into halftime leading 48-20, coming out a little bit slow. But the Bulldogs really picked it up in the second half of the third quarter. Ira will get the ball at half. Let me finish up this round of announcements, and then I'm going to take just a short break. Last piece of this morning's broadcast is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming year. And Esther Cameron Photography for Volume Sports, Senior Portrait, and Game Day Photography. If you mention this ad, for a 20% discount on a full personal session for new bookings only. I'm good. I got one. Thank you. All right. Bulldogs are going to go into half with a 28-point lead. Started out great. Hit just a little bit slow, and now they're coming back at it. So I'm going to take just a short break, and I'll come back with you here in a moment.
All right, Bulldogs run back on the field. Like a minute and 25 seconds left in the half. Bray's still not out yet, but the Ira Bulldogs are leading the Lorraine Bulldogs 48-20. Ira should have received the kickoff. Let's pull up my app and refresh it, and we'll look around and see some scores from around. Looks like Snyder's game's got going, and Snyder's leading Milshue 6-0. Rokan, a district appointment, is a district opponent, is tied with Lamita 30-30 right before the half. Westbrook is trailing Garden City 20-32. Roby is trailing Jayton 16-42 at half. And then a couple of games that have finished. Borden County played yesterday. They defeated Morgan 14-8. Knox City, the team that the Bulldogs have played, defeated Aftermont today 56-6. Aftermont's a district opponent. Highlands, who played last week, lost to Water Valley 68-6. And Hermley has defeated Bronx 51-0. Hermley is a district opponent. So, there's kind of some scores from around the area. Again, this is the Bulldogs' last game. It's the first home game of the year, but it's the last non-district game. Next week, the Bulldogs will open up district with, I believe, Roby. And we'll be playing at Roby. And so Roby defeated Highland. The Bulldogs have defeated Highland. Roby's playing Jay today and Aftermont. There's some stuff that we can look at there next week and kind of know what's going on. So we'll see how this is rolling, but Bulldogs get set. They're going to kick from left, or they're going to receive from the left side to the right side. As we noticed in the third quarter, when McCallum ran on the near side, it was almost a huge run every time. But now the field's flipped, so it should be McCallum on the far side will be that sweep that we'll be looking for. Lorraine's getting the ball set. Couple notes, McCallum's got 5 touchdowns for the first half. Rios has 1. I don't know if that's official or not, but Holden's the one who came up with the ball, so we're going to give it to him. Every time Lorraine's going to kick off, they try to do an onside kickoff. This time it looks like they're going to kick to the far side towards Zach White. And they kick it off, the ball's going end over end. White's going to hit the ball. He's around the near side. He's going to break through. He's at midfield, and it's going to be tackled past midfield. So White's going to hit the ball and carry it about 7 yards. So that's going to be a 1st and 15 for Ira. Ball's going to be set at Lorraine's 38-yard line on the far hash mark. Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. It's going to be McCallum on the near side. He cuts it in. He's able to hit. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Bulldogs. I sent it to the far side, but McCallum says no. It's going to be on the near side. So that puts Ira up 54-20 with Cabrera coming on for the PAT. Rios is the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Cabrera the kicker. Snap, hold, kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So that puts the Bulldogs at 56-20. With 9 minutes and 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Sponsors for these broadcasts are brought to you by Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall and Snyder, Legacy Fuels, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, the First Ira Church of God, and the Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Booster Club, and S. McCallum Photography. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. So that puts the Bulldogs lead at 36 points with 9 minutes and 44 seconds left. The Bulldogs are going to kick the ball now. Cabrera's got the wind
and it feels like it's flowing into my face, like it's flowing sideways, but it might be just a little bit behind Cabrera. He's able to get the ball just right to the goal line. Rocky and I were talking. We need him to teach us how to pitch the ball at the golf course, because when he kicks those things, they hit and they just stop. All right. Ira's ready. They're going to be kicking from left to right. And it's Williams back deep for Lorraine. There's the snap. The kick is going to be high, not quite as far. Oh, it rolls out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And it went out by, maybe a yard. It didn't go out very far. So, that'll move the ball up. Lorraine's going to have a first and 15 from their own 30-yard line. 9 minutes, 44 seconds left. Ira leading 56-20. Outside of late in the first and early in the second, the Bulldogs have played this great football. We look for that to continue coming out of halftime as Ira has been a second half team. Lorraine gets in the shotgun, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Williams looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. It's going to be covered by McCallum. McCallum dives. Tries to intercept it. The ball's deflected, and so it's going to be incomplete. It's going to be second and 15 for Lorraine. There were several Bulldog defenders, but the Bulldog defenders don't let the quarterback just sit back there. Like, you have to make a decision to throw it or run it. And McCallum is right there in the coverage. And so it really was a great all-around play by the Bulldogs and that dominant dog defense. So second and 15 from Lorraine's 30-yard line. 9 minutes, 35 seconds left. Ira leading by 36. It's going to be shotgun with the receiver out past the numbers on the near side. There's the snap. Walthall gets the ball. He's looking to throw it. It's going to be chased by Weaver. Weaver dives. Hadley's got him there. Hadley chasing Walthall. Walthall pops the ball short. It's going to be caught, and Rios is right there to bring down the receiver. It's going to be 1 yard long enough for a first down, a 16-yard gain. Weaver and Hadley almost had Walthall down for the sack. He was just able to get that ball out of him. As soon as the receiver got the ball, Rios was there to level the hit on him. So enough for a first down, but they're feeling it. That puts the ball now at the Bulldogs' 34-yard line. It's going to be on the near hash mark. They're going to try to shotgun. They're going to send a receiver past the numbers on the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Walthall gets a pitch back in front of Williams. Williams tosses it back short to Walthall. Now Walthall has the ball. He's trying to run. Hit by Pena hard. And it's brought down for a 9 or 10-yard gain. It's going to be a 10-yard gain, so it'll set up a second and 5 for Lorraine. Ball is set at Ira's 24-yard line. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left, and counting. Ira leading 56-20. Lorraine comes in the shotgun, three in the backfield, one receiver on the far side outside the numbers. Now they motion Williams to the far side as well. It's a snap, handoff Hunter, knee. Ball at the fumble! How are you kidding me? The ball was out, and the referee said that the runner was down. So if Ira recovered the ball, he said that the runner was down, but the ball was bouncing around before he had blown the whistle. Man, wow. So that's going to set up a first and goal for Lorraine from the Ira 15-yard line. 8 minutes and counting on the clock. Ira leading 56-20. Lorraine now comes in under center. There's the snap. Ball across the ball. The ball's on the ground. Ball hit by several Bulldogs. It's going to be brought down way in the backfield. Good night. So it's going to be second and goal now from the 19th for Lorraine. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left on the clock. Ira leading 56-20. That was just an under-center snap that Walthall dropped. He fell down on it, and the Bulldogs were able to lay it on him immediately. Now it's going to be shotgun for Lorraine. Three in the backfield. There's the snap. Walthall pitches it back to Williams. Williams, he's hit by Hadley. Williams drops off the Walthall. Walthall now hits
a several Bulldog defenders still on his feet. He's going to be brought down. There was three or four Bulldogs on him. He's going to be brought down for a good little bit of a gain. It'll be a third and goal now from the 14. About a 5-yard gain. Third and goal from the 13. 6 minutes, 42 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading 56-20. Lorraine breaks the huddle. This time they're going to hit a shotgun. Three linemen. There's the snap. Hand off to Williams running on the far side. Williams going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to get a good chunk of yards, but not enough for a touchdown. He'll get about, 6 or 7. So it's going to be fourth and goal from the 6-yard line. Now a big play for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes and 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading 56-20. Lorraine still working on getting the play in. Still haven't broke their huddle for the play. 5:45 left on the clock. Now they break the huddle. They're going to be in the shotgun, but tied in again with three in the backfield. Nope, now they're going to go under center. This time it's Williams under center. There's the snap. Williams comes the ball in. On the ball immediately. Hadley was at his feet. Wheeler was at his head. It's going to be a sack and a turnover on down for the Bulldogs. Huge play by the Dominant Dog defense. So now it'll be first and 15 for Ira. And they're going to be going from their own 6-yard line. 7-8. Rocky said 8. We'll go with 7. There's the snap. Tim McCallum on the near side. McCallum cuts it back on the inside. He's still in his feet. Loves their wind defender. It's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Coach Kripling saying, hurry up, get the ball set. They're going to go quick. It's going to be in the Ivor eye on the near hash mark. Ball's going to be set at the 26-yard line for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball, pitches it to McCallum on the near side. McCallum's got the edge. He's at the 40, 35, 30. It's going to be brought down. McCallum's there. Coach Kripling saying, go, get the ball set and go. 5 minutes and 7 seconds left. Ball's going to be set now at Lorraine's 27-yard line. 28-yard line. 5 minutes, 5 seconds left. Bulldogs leading 56-20 and marching down the field. There's the snap. It's going to be hit up underneath the Weaver. Weaver hit immediately for no gain. The sweeps, the dives have really been covered well by the Rams defense, but the sweeps with McCallum have been unstoppable. As he's got huge chunks of yards. Now it's 4 minutes, 40 seconds left. 2nd and 15 from Lorraine's 28-yard line. Falls at the far hash mark, setting the Ira eye. There's the snap. Partain pitches it back to McCallum. McCallum on the near side. He finds the hole. He got his blocker. He gets back to the flag on the field. McCallum's going to be brought down at the 9-yard line. Now there's a flag back at the 25. Goodwin doesn't look happy. Yeah, it's going to be holding on the Bulldogs. So that's going to bring back the big carry by McCallum. What would have been a first and goal is now going to be a second and long. A second and... almost 25. So it's at the 37-yard line. We'll say second and 25. Partain gets team set. There's the snap. It's going to be pitched to McCallum on the near side. McCallum finds the hole, cuts through. He's going to be on his feet, still on his feet, all the way down to the 20-yard line. So that's going to be a second and 6 or 7 for, so third and 7 for Ira. 3 minutes, 48 seconds left and counting in the third quarter. Ball on the near hash mark. There's the snap. Partain pitches to McCallum running on the far side. McCallum's got two blockers ahead of him and nothing but green. They're going to cut up front. They're going to throw a flag. McCallum's going to get down to the 2-yard line. We'll see exactly what they're going to call. Looks like holding, but we'll see exactly what they say.
There's the collarbone glacier.
3 minutes, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Yes, we're going to say holding Bulldogs, and we got Market back off. So now it's going to be a third and timeout, Ira. Goodwin calls a timeout. He wanted to talk to the White Hat. So it's going to be about a third and 10 for the Bulldogs from the Lorraine 23-yard line. 3 minutes, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor, Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizza in Snyder since 1978 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-fresh drinks all day when you order ahead using the Sonic app. All right. Break the pedals. Bulldogs still in there, though. It's going to be third and 10. Ball is going to be set at the Lorraine 23-yard line. 3 minutes, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira is leading 56-20. There's a snap pitch to McCown. McCown running the near side. It's a lot of room to go. Elvis Weaver. Weaver's going to be able to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. That was Weaver on the sweep this time. Able to run on the near side. For all 30 yards, that puts the Bulldogs up 62-20. And the PAT coming up, Cabrera hasn't missed one tonight. He has been perfection. Rios the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap to hold the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. That's going to put the Bulldogs up 64-20. Is that 44? The Bulldogs leading by 44 is, huh? I don't do math, man. I'm a word man myself. Bulldogs leading Lorraine 44 points with 3 minutes and 20. I mean, good night. You know, these two guys in here, we're all... yeah. Listen, it's a bunch of nonsense up here, these two old men. Grace and I are sitting over here talking about Jesus, and Rocky and Mark are talking about where they're going to eat after church. I tell you what. Yeah, we all love each other, that's right. Mark tells me it's 44 points for the Bulldogs leading. Math is not my strong suit. That's right. I was always, you know what I'd do if I didn't like you? Nothing. That was what I was thought. All right, back to football. Cabrera with the kickoff. Oh, and this time it's going to be an onside kick. Hartley kicks it instead. Wheeler is right there. He's got the ball. Oh, Lorraine's going to recover. That was a great onside kick by Hadley. It landed in between the second row of players, and then the guy back deep. Weaver dove, but he was just going too fast and went over the top of the ball. And so now Lorraine is going to take over on their own 18-yard line. A touchback gets the ball to the 20-yard line, so really it's a great kickoff either way. So the dominant dog, Dean, is going to take over. Lorraine is going to come in. They're going to have the ball on the near hash mark. 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the game. Ira leading by 44 points. Lorraine in the shotgun. They send one receiver to the near side. The ball's on the near hash mark. There's that. It's a handoff to Williams. From Williams to Williams. Williams spins through, and he's going to be brought down by Weaver after a 8-yard gain. So that's going to be a second and 7 for Lorraine. Ball's going to be set at the 26-yard line. 2 minutes, 58 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading by 44. Lorraine taking the time to get the play in. Not really in a huge hurry. They look tired. The Bulldogs defense and offense does this. It'll wear you down throughout the game. Lorraine in the shotgun. They send one receiver to the far side. There's a snap. Williams pitches it back to running back able to dive forward. They're going to spot him right at the line. They're going to go ahead and get him the first down before he even gets to the ball. So it'll now be a first and 15 for Lorraine from their own 34-yard line. Lorraine comes down the same formation. Ball's going to sit at the far hash mark, but this time they're going to send the receiver out way outside the near hash mark. Motion from the guys in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff by the big back. He's going to be hit by several Bulldogs. He's going to power his way through and brought down after about a 11-yard gain. So that'll set up a second and 4 for Lorraine. Ball at the far hash mark. 1 minute, 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading by 44, 64-20. Lorraine comes out in the same formation. One receiver way out to the near side. Three at the back, open the shot. And there's the snap. Williams gets the ball. Ball is touched at the wall. Wall hit by several Bulldog defenders. Hatley and McCallum brought down. He's going to have enough for a first down. So they're going to set the ball at the Ira Bulldog 29-yard line. So it's first and 15 from the 29. Minutes 18 and counting. Ira leading 64-20. Three in the backfield for Lorraine. One receiver to the near side. There's the snap. Williams hands it off to Williams. Then Williams pitches it to Wall-Hall. Wall-Hall hit by several Bulldog defenders. They're not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. That is Juarez Weaver. All there on the tackle. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. It's going to be a second and 17 or 18 for Lorraine. Coach still hasn't given him the play yet. Just waiting for Lorraine's coach to give him the play. 27 seconds in the third and counting. Lorraine in the huddle. Now they break the huddle, and Lorraine's going to call a timeout. So it's going to be a second and 18 for Lorraine from the Ira Bulldogs 32-yard line. Ira leading 64-20. That's a 44-point lead with 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Sponsor for this broadcast is Anytime Fitness with 24-7 access to the gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal and team training, nutritional coaching, personal showers, hydro massage, tanning bits, nutritional supplements are all available, and every member receives a free Get Started plan. Another sponsor for the broadcast is West Texas State Bank. West Texas State Bank is serving Scurry County and the local area since 1950 with a local board of directors. Their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services for big enough to serve you yet small enough to know you. Access our banking via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile app, telebank, or our two ATMs. Second and 18 for Lorraine from Ira's 32-yard line. Ira leading 64-20. Lorraine comes out in shotgun. They got one receiver to the far side. They motion one of the guys down the backfield looking to throw the ball. It's Williams. He's the quarterback. Williams is tossing it deep. He catches the receiver, catches the ball. He's going to be tackled, but he's going to be tackled in the end zone so that they touch down Lorraine. So that puts the score 64-26. Lorraine coming in for the PAT. It was just one of those plays. Looked like the receiver got a step on the Bulldog defender, and the quarterback made just a perfect throw and a perfect catch, which beats perfect defense every day. There's the kick, the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. Hits
the head of one of the Bulldog players, and it's blocked, so that's no good. So that's 64-26 with 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealership that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. Another sponsor is Legacy Fuel. They established in 1937. They sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and case goods. Thank you to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts.
I'm going to look at something real quick.
There's a garage sale at the Booster Club. It's one of the sponsors that's added tomorrow at 205 Augusta from 8:30 to 2. So stop by, buy something. Christmas is coming, and you're going to want to get that special gift before the stores sell out of whatever it is. And I'm sure they'll have it at the garage sale. So make sure you swing by and support the Booster Club. The Iron Youth football teams and cheerleaders are competing in Roby. On tomorrow, Country competes in Aston on Wednesday, and they have district meet Monday, October 11th at Highlands. Junior High has football games here against Roby on Thursday. Next week, the Bulldogs will kick off district at Roby. All right, so Lorraine going to keep the ball, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. So, Ira should be getting the ball around their 30. Yep. So, Bulldogs are going to have first and 15 from their own 30-yard line. 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Ira leading 64-26. Bulldogs get set in the Ira I formation. There's a snap pitch to McCown. McCown running on the near side. He's got blockers in between. Pulled down from behind by one of the Bulldog defenders, or one of the Lorraine defenders. Not before he gains about 7 or 8 yards. That's the setup. A second and 7 or 8, depending on, it's like 7.5. Second and 7.5. And the clock runs out for the third quarter. So now we're going to go to the fourth. The field's going to flip. The Bulldogs are going to be going from right to left. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Snyder High in the Metal with 5 locations, one in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy Sellers for your free quote. Another sponsor for the broadcast is First State Bank and Trust Insider. Thank you guys for jumping on and sponsoring these broadcasts. Another sponsor is the First Church of God in Ira, building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Susan invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs! All right. Ira heads out. It's going to be a 2nd and 7 from their own 38-yard line at the start of the fourth quarter. Ira leading 64-26. There's a snap. Pitch to McCown. And on the near side, McCown finds the hole. And it's going to be dragged down by Lorraine. He gets about 5 yards, somewhere around there. We'll see exactly where they spot it. But it's going to be a 3rd and 3. 3rd and 3 from Lorraine's 38-yard line now. 9:42 left in the game. Ira leading 64-26. There's a snap pitch to Weaver running on the far side. There's a whistle now. Whistle blows the play dead. There's not a flag. They just stopped the play. He's like, hold on, let's make sure. That's 7 men on the field. I guess, so Lorraine had a guy run off the field, and the referee didn't want them to get a penalty. So it's going to be 3-3. We haven't fallen apart. But he comes up the middle. He's got some room to run. He's at the 20. 15. He's going to be struck down by one Marine defender at the 11-yard line. Big run by Weaver. Bullard's running up to get the ball set. The hurry up offense against Lorraine outside. There's the snap. Pitch back to Weaver on the near side this time. And Weaver's going to get around the edge. Break one. Break two tackles. He's going to get down at the 1 yard line. Goodwin's trying to get him. And they're going to say a timeout Lorraine. Again, that ball's going to be set right at where the touchback was. So, 9 minutes, 1 second, it's going to be a second and one for Ira, second and goal for Ira from the 1 yard line. The sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples who make disciples through gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school classes for all ages start at 10 a.m. with worship service at 11 with expository book by book, verse by verse, preaching. Community groups start Sunday night at 6 p.m. Youth and kids Bible studies on Wednesday with adult prayer meetings also on Wednesdays that start at 6 with a free meal. For more information, go to fbciira.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook or Instagram. Another sponsor is the Ira Booster Club. Ira Booster, on behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming year. Another sponsor is S. McCallum Photography, Volume Sports, the senior portrait and game day photography. Mention this ad for a 20% discount on full personal sessions for new bookings only. So the refs stopped that play because Lorraine had a player running off the field. Yes, you heard that right. I still don't really understand it. But doesn't matter. It's going to be second and one for Ira. And second and goal from the one. Balls at the near hash mark. Set in the Ira I formation. There's the snap. Pitch to McCown. Run on the far side. McCown's got a power. He's like still on his feet. Waiting for the ref to say he's in. They say he didn't get in. Goodness gracious. Ira gets in the Ira I again. Now it's going to be a third and goal from the one. McCown gets the run on the far side. This time it's going to work. There's no doubt. They can't say he didn't get that touchdown. Seventh touchdown of the game for McCown. So now the score is 70-26. That's 44 points. Right, Mark? Thank you. So if Cabrera makes it, it's game over. There's a snap. Oh, it's going to be a strike! Hernandez gets the ball. Everybody lets the block the kick. Reel turned around and Hernandez. Oh, it was Weaver. Weaver was the holder. Weaver just turns, dumps around and leads to Rio. 1 point. Bulldogs win. 45 points. The first 45 of the year with 8 minutes and 39 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We get to go home. Ira wins 71-26. All right, so next week, well, let me look at the scores real quick from around. Okay. Next week, the Bulldogs will head to Roby for their first district meeting of the Roby Lions. Let me find them. Roby's playing Jayden tonight. They're trailing 56-22. I'll do some research and we'll be with you. It's at Roby's. If you can't make it to the game, invite somebody to listen to it with you. My name is Ben Moore. His name is Grayson Barbie. Warren.